Blog Talk Radio.
Hillary. I really did everything that I could to avoid making a video directed at you. However, I found myself in something that I like to call a Longworth moral dilemma. Do I remain silent and passionately despise you to myself, or do I lay my cards out on the table and try diligently to articulate my disgust in a form that won't land me in federal prison, and hopefully opening the eyes of some of your diehard feminist Nazi fans along the way? If you're watching this, then your less than mediocre brain should have concluded that I decided to go with the latter. So, let's just begin. For some reason, your extremely underdeveloped frontal lobe has foolishly led you to believe that it would be a brilliant idea to run in the 2016 presidential campaign. As a result, true-blooded American patriots, such as myself, the ones who are actually still loyal to this country, have had to endure that painful scratching noise that you like to call intelligent spew from your mouth like typical Clinton diarrhea. As agonizing as this has been to watch, what is more disconcerting to me is that you are capable of standing up in front of the world to proclaim that you possess not only the capabilities, but also the credentials to run this beloved country. And thinking that you would do anything but drive the rest of what we have left to our name straight into the seventh circle of hell. I must say, your ability to keep a straight face throughout this entire process is almost impressive. Unfortunately for you, there are still many of us who see through your carefully sculpted mask and straight into the eyes of one of the biggest traitors this country has ever taken under her wing. For those of you who are ignorant enough to follow blindly behind the Clinton circus of bona fide bitch bags, let me just break this down stupid style so that you can keep up. Gestapo, Silly Billy's Dirty Secret Scandal, stealing from the White House, Filegate, Hillary's Deputy Chief of Staff, Huma Abedin, Vince Foster, Emailgate, Whitewater, when Hillary said she landed under sniper fire in Bosnia. The Clinton body count, Benghazi, Chinagate, Travelgate, Watergate, drug dealer donor scandal, Ponzi scheme and political favor scandal, and you, Hillary, the biggest scandal of them all. And you think that
That was just a little bit of goodie. Thought we'd start with that. Welcome to Hooten Holler, everybody. Do we have sound?
Yeah,
we do.
All right. Take it away, Bill. Indiana.
Oh, we got things going on here. Oh, Here in Indiana, we're fighting some Democrat idea to confiscate guns, whatever.
Jesus, and just like Virginia,
that's going nowhere. I mean, it ain't even been put on the floor yet, exactly. But we've already had one county declare itself a sanctuary for the Second Amendment. That's the county next door to us in Jennings, and we got a guy named Drew Markle here in our county. And he's working hard to get a Second Amendment sanctuary in Jackson County. And, you know, it's just not – this is just crazy. And I love Virginia yesterday. Oh, my heart goes out to those patriots. Not one act of violence. No trashing. Cleaned up before they left. I experienced that twice in D.C. by conservatives.
Yep.
Never. You look at a big Democrat rally – trash everywhere.
Disgusting.
They never
pick
up after themselves. The same with the greenies. The ones that are telling us about saving the environment are the ones that are trashing the environment. You know,
they're hypocrites.
It just goes on
it's
and on.
It's horse crap. That's why. You know.
And then
we have
the impeachment farce.
I know.
Isn't it interesting that every time the president has a meeting out of the country with other world leaders, that something that's either Nancy Pelosi announced the impeachment was going to move forward. Nancy Pelosi announced that they were sending the impeachment articles. Then you got today, you know, Trump's meeting in Davos. And here we are. We've got the Democrats. They're trying to steal thunder because they know the more it gets out and all the good that Trump is doing and the effect he is having on the globe.
Yes.
It's going to destroy it. My own opinion. I believe the Democrats are looking at their own self-destruction. I watched some of the impeachment stuff, and the lady from Florida got on there and started talking, and I don't think anything she said was the truth. Not one. Nothing that she said was a truth. And that's what we're facing. But they're so crazy, they missed that part when they were little, when your grandmother or your mother tells you, once you tell a lie, you can't stop telling lies.
Right.
Well, that's where they're at. They're lying about their lies. You know, that's how where they're at. Now they're lying about their lies. It's just going to continue to get worse. You're not going to be able to lie your way out of this stuff.
Well, here's the...
I got news for you. I got news for them. You know, I talk to a lot of preachers and religious people, and I got to tell you, it's being spread around through the churches that God is telling people Trump won't be impeached. He's not going to be impeached, but the corrupt in Washington is about to fall. You know, I tactfully believe that, not just from that, but I believe that from the things I'm seeing going on around in the underground things. If you notice, I've been posting things ahead of the media.
did you ever hear the story about the Indian chief back in the day when George Washington was around and people were shooting at George Washington and he had like several bullet holes in his vest and his cloak? And the Indian chief says, "Don't waste your ammunition. I've tried killing him. You can't do it. He's protected by the Great Spirit." I do believe that Donald Trump is protected by the Great Spirit as we speak, because it's blown up in their faces.
I do too, because you look, everything they throw at him blows up on them.
Because it's bullcrap. That's why.
You know, I've been looking at some things here. And I'm talking to people. I've got friends that were Democrats that have just, you know, turned on the Democratic Party because they're seeing through their lies and stuff. And they're really upset because of how they've been lied to all these things and stuff. They're upset with the media. I'm going to start a thing to take down the Gannett Corporation, which is a liberal media hotspot with newspapers and everything else. They got to go. We want truth. We don't want your liberal propaganda. We want truth.
And also, I just found out from listening to Mark. I was listening to Mark. If you guys are interested, after the show, it's free tonight. You can go to the Blaze. Today is the 21st. Anyway, so it would be Levin TV, or you can go to Mark Levin Show Facebook and get it for free. It's his Levin thing. He's doing a speech.
We have been following Mark, and we've been following two or three other people.
Right. And the other thing,
we have a new system here, and it allows me to go to YouTube and anything they got, or I can go to any number of other spots, anything they got. I can go to Fox. I can go to OAN. I can go to any of these places and sap their stuff and run it across my TV.
Good. The thing is, he's trying to present the case that if he were Jay Sekulow, he would be saying ABC anyway. But I think Jay Sekulow today was brilliant. I was just like so happy to finally he gets to say something. I mean, I can hardly wait for Dershowitz to be speaking and Pam Bondi and Ken Starr.
You know, the only thing missing, Linda.
What's that?
Is Mark Levin himself.
Oh, my God. Oh, he would tear him up. He would literally tear him up.
Between him and Dershowitz, what chance would they have?
Zero. Absolutely zero. No, I think Alan's going to do a great job.
If I was looking for pure, intelligent logic, I would have Thomas Sowell sitting there.
Well, I agree. Thomas Sowell's brilliant. I think that the wheelhouse of these other two on the Constitution, because Dershowitz has been teaching constitutional law for 50 years. I don't think he's pretty stupid on the subject. You know, the situation. The other thing I forgot to tell you guys, or if I did, I forgot I did.
Well,
I'm taking Hillsdale.
Why I was saying him, Linda, was because everything the Democrats do is so illogical. So you counterbalance that with somebody who's totally logical.
It's not illogical if you have people like Bernie who want to burn everything down, and you have people now. James O'Keefe just came out.
Bernie's not going nowhere, and he knows it. He's just playing it for how much money he can get out of it, because he knows the DNC is never going to let him have that spot.
James O'Keefe just came out with another one in one of the Carolinas.
They want Biden, but they're turning away from Biden because Biden is going down. It's no longer just him and his son. It's now him, his son, and three other family members.
Yeah, and look at all the money that they have skimped.
And the question on everybody in the public's mind is, if they are laundering money to Ukraine and these other places, we need to be knowing every country that we give money to, we need to be assured of everywhere that money is going, and to make sure that it should not be bouncing back in somebody else's pockets. You know, you remember just a little while back of the hurricane in Puerto Rico, and they threw such a fit, and Trump wasn't doing blah, 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 and they blamed Trump.
Yeah, I saw that.
And now look, and I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to go out on a limb here, but I'll make you a bet George Soros was involved.
Well, you know, because he's involved in anything unholy. So, I mean, let's face it.
Oh, come on. We got the Pope. We got Bernie. We got Warren, and we got Biden and many others out here now openly saying we need a world government. We need to be part of a world government.
Yeah, I know.
They're pushing because Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, whatever the hell they want to name it or call it, it's going down. It is going down.
Let's pray for that. I'm telling you. Well, it's alive and well in the college campuses, and it's alive and well in, you know, certain circles, but we got to push back. California's toast. You can't get rid of it here. We tried desperately.
I'm like this. When that wave goes across the college campuses that they have been lied to, they have been attempted to brainwash them and everything, I would not want to be these liberal teachers and professors, because you're who they're going to come after.
I don't think there's much hope, because you've got the attendees are so young and so impressionable, and they've been fed this crap from K-12 already, you know, especially on the left coast. It's horrible.
They all got a problem, because their utopia that they have been indoctrinated to believe in is never going to come to pass.
I hope not.
And before that evil gets in power, you're going to see a power that you've ignored and you should never have ignored to begin with. You know, it's terrible where we've gotten our country, where I can't go out on the street. They called that rally yesterday in Virginia. Oh, white supremacist. And I'm looking and I'm seeing all these minorities in there and stuff. And I'm like, who the heck is pushing this crap? And then I'm listening to some of these people talk, and I'm like, oh my God. You know, this is how downright nasty, filthy, dirty the media is.
And dishonest,
They lie.
I know.
And they sure have egg on their face, because where was all this violence? Antifa was some people there. They were spotted, and they were escorted off of the ground, out of the way, by veterans. They're not going to throw. Antifa's not going to throw a fit in a crowd where everybody's got a gun.
Okay, how many guns do you think were there? Because there was a lot of people. It was probably what? I can't remember the count.
You know, Linda, I can't really trust the media to tell me how many people were there. And the reason is, you and I both know, we were in D.C. And they tried to say that we were, 20,000, 50,000 people.
Oh, my God.
And you got the Canada press, you got the British press, and everybody saying 2.5 million people.
Right.
That's how they are. That's how they are. And when the numbers were so big, well, they was like, well, this wasn't that. This was the Obama inauguration. But then when you zoomed in on the signs that people were carrying, they were all anti-Obama signs. So don't tell me it was his inauguration. This is the low-life media we have today.
I know.
You cannot trust the media for the truth. You know, it's just like weather. Tell me how the Farmer's Almanac can be more accurate than the weatherman who's reporting it daily.
Because they're lefties. It's crazy. That's why they got rid of John Coleman. He was telling the truth and climate and all that nonsense. The other thing was that the parallel, there was a guy on Facebook just before we went live today. He had a video. He's talking about how many guns were out there in that little, was it 3 miles square radius of the Virginia Capitol area? And not one person was injured. And yet there were 6 murders in Chicago where they're supposed to be gun-free zones. So you explain that, libtards. They can't stand the truth.
You know, statistics, truthfully, are only the ones that they can make up somehow. But factual statistics just seem to run away from them. They don't understand them. They can't comprehend them or something. I don't know. Because
they don't want the truth.
Factually, you're more likely to get killed by someone's feet than you are a gun.
Well, unless you're in Chicago. But, I mean, because bullets fly there all the time.
Look it up. More people are killed by
someone
stomping them or, by feet than a gun. Are we going to cut off all our feet? What?
Or a car accident. No, because the whole narrative is...
They want to take the only reason they want the guns and the only reason they're pushing this issue so hard is because their 3 main principles have been falling apart on them on their agenda. 1, destroy the economy. Well, Trump has kicked you in the teeth on that one and turned the economy going sky high. 2, you destroy the culture by flooding it with illegals and refugees who do not assimilate but demand that you assimilate to them, cater to them. And they were doing that, and they're still doing it, but that has been slacked off. I give kudos to Mexico. Kudos to Mexico. They turned back another caravan, and there's the second caravan trying to form up, and both of the caravans, you can look it up, it's documented. George Soros funded. Of course
he did.
And you got to wonder, where does Soros get all his money? Well, you got to realize part of that money that was laundered through the Ukraine to the Bidens and others was laundered to George Soros. So he could use it back here in the States to fight us.
It's pretty disgusting, I know. So
it is.
Now with
it is.
What I've been doing because of all this impeachment stuff too, but I wanted to know more. I'm taking the free course on Hill's of Constitution 101. Believe me, it is fascinating, you guys. They talk about the Federalist Papers a lot. I'm in the part where about the antebellum period of slavery, what the Declaration of Independence thought about, you know, equal justice, what the secession was all about. I mean, it's fantastic, you guys. And
Linda,
I mean, the parallels from what's going on right now, Bill, is astounding. I mean,
I have mentioned Robert Ludlum was taken in by the FBI and questioned for his Moderee Circle, because where are you getting all your information? And when you read the Moderee Circle, it plays right into today's stuff, a global attempt to grab global power, and you know, it's all there. And it's
so
amazing, because I want to know why the FBI questioned him about it to begin with.
So, yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
Because by doing that, they threw suspicion on it all. And that's the same with the person you're talking about. By trying to deny and block or whatever and stuff, it ends up putting suspicion on the idea, on the theory, you know. I hear so much about conspiracy theories. Well, you know, the Bilderberg Group was a conspiracy theory till we proved it true.
Right. So I know the other thing about the secession movement, because back in the day, they hated Abraham Lincoln and they were ticked off that he won in the first place. And they were trying to delegitimize him the same way they're doing to Trump, basically. Secession was all about.
I would tell everybody out there, if you've got something, Donald Trump, put that back. Hang on to it. Because in the future, someday in the future, if there is a future, they're going to look back and say, that was the greatest president in the history of the United States.
Well, one of them. I have a couple, but
I
love Reagan.
I don't see that he has an equal at the moment. Well, I don't. I loved Reagan. Don't get me wrong. I loved Reagan. Distant relation to Reagan, but still, Trump, you know, I was looking at all these statistics. I love to look through the unemployment, the employment, and all these things. But there was one I really found captivating today, and that was wages for minorities is rising faster than wages for whites. And in ways, some ways, I understand that. But the fact is, has that ever happened before?
I don't think so. Except
I don't think I don't. So either. So there's another thing, see. Today, he hit 40% of support amongst blacks on a poll.
Oh, my God.
Which is
no wonder
record.
They're trying to. Yeah, it is. Absolutely.
Well, no wonder they're trying to give felons and illegals the right to vote because they don't have a base anymore. They don't have a base. People are waking up. And me, I'm one. If you're waking up and coming to this side, I'm going to open my arms up and welcome you. Come on in. Because
did you
I
hear?
Once was a Democrat too.
Did you
I
hear
once
any of?
I was a Democrat when I was a child because I was had a thing about John F. Kennedy. I thought he was the greatest man ever, and I remember when they killed him.
Yeah, it was horrible.
And I have not felt a desire to care and push and try to support a president since that time until now.
Well, that's true. As far as what's going on. Oh, did you hear President Trump's part of his speech at Davos today? Oh, my God,
oh,
it was beautiful.
Oh, that's the most awesome speech he's ever made.
Almost awesome speeches.
And
oh,
I'm hoping other countries take that to heart because that's where I stand, like on immigration. Don't come here and try to steal from my country. Turn your country into a country you can be proud of. You can be successful in.
Yeah.
And you're a chapter.
He actually told them to emulate us, which hasn't been said since the French gave us the Statue of Liberty, for Christ's sake. I'm telling you, so this man, you're right. I think he's one of the best we've ever had in 235 years or whatever it's been. I mean, it's what he said there was one of his finest. I'm telling you. And he's had some good ones.
For the first time, I don't know how long. Our debt is turned, our national thing, you know, our trade debt has changed. I mean, our trade debt, that's what I'm talking about. Yes, we're actually selling more than we're buying. And that's great. That's great. Because that's what built America. We were the top in the world at producing.
Right.
These people thought they could make more money by going to other countries and paying less wages and blah, blah, blah. And that's what started tearing things down. No, you got to go. If you go to another country, you got to build that country up into a good country, a great country. You don't just go there to take advantage of the people. That is what's been wrong. We've had too many businesses move from our country to another country just to take advantage of people.
Yep.
We have that going on now. Basically, they're the slave market. Making our tennis shoes and other stuff around the globe. You know, it's time for that crap to stop. Those are human beings. Those are people. If you're getting work out of them, you should give them a fair wage, a living wage, not a poverty wage, a living wage. And that's the thing. And to make a living wage, somehow you're going to have to stop price gouging and the raise of prices faster than the wages. Because throughout our history, that is what has happened. You look in 1970, you could buy a brand new Chevy Nova for about $700, $800, $900. Look at what one would cost you today. And tell
That's
me
crazy.
how all these raises help the public. When you look at differences in the price of the car and how through the years it kept raising and raising every time they gave out more money. You know, we're doing the same thing in our education system. We're paying.
Oh my God. Yeah,
we are overpaying for a losing system.
Oh, it's sick.
And that's it. It's sick. You know, I know teachers in other towns that really upset me because I went to school with these people. I happen to know they had mediocre at best IQs.
Oh dear.
And,
well, yeah, I mean,
you know,
yeah.
Oh. a guy who's a math teacher that I tutored in math. You know, that just blew my mind because I talked to him. He was no smarter than he was then.
Well, look, there's especially,
I mean, what he can do. I tell you what he can do. He could tell you all about his love for Barack Obama.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, it's sad because the information, it used to be in the inner cities, but now it's infiltrated around K through 12. It's beyond. And the shortcuts for how many decades?
Chad and I are grateful as the world for where we live because our children are being taught. They're taught that prayer is okay. They're taught to, you know, respect your elders and these things. And, you know, they're being taught math. They're being taught science by people who love the idea of teaching. And, you know, I don't know who that woman was that got the teacher thing award, but that's bull crap. That award should have went to Terry Rowland.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Yeah, most awesome. When a woman can just start talking and kids gather to them, folks, you've got a teacher. You've got a teacher.
Yeah, she says it happens everywhere she goes, and it's true, but she's such a sweetie pie.
She is an awesome, awesome lady. Awesome, awesome lady. I shared some things that she said today. She lives in Virginia. And, you know, it upsets me because I know she's alone, and I'm hoping that she's armed. I don't know for sure. I think she is. I wouldn't tell you if I did know.
Yeah,
but I'm saying this.
Yeah.
In the world, when I look at the world and I look at all the children missing every day and I look at all the sex trafficking going on and I read about an illegal rape and killed a 93-year-old woman because he was released by Bill de Blasio, oh, my blood boils. But I get this feeling inside me and I go to praying hard for people like you and people like her and people like out there that I know that are all there on their own, older women, people with children, because you don't know when some idiot's going to try to snatch a child. And there should be some harsh penalties. And I don't think the idea is to turn all the inmates loose. Let's look at what they did. Anything that harmed another person should definitely not be released right away. There should be a punishment. And we don't release people who prey on children, and we don't release people who are rapists.
Right.
You know, that's just silly. That's just silly. And I hope somehow that they sue de Blasio for everything he ever had in life over this woman that was raped and murdered by an illegal that he made him let go. I keep questioning my county sheriff, and I'm not getting a response. I want to know, will he work with ICE? And I questioned Drew Markle, and I questioned anybody in things. I talked to Jim Lucas. I talked to my brother Mike Pence. You know, I tell him, it ain't that I hate anybody, it's this or that. But I think it's time you do like Trump said, and you put American people first. And that means American kids first. Don't be telling a hard-paying taxpayer who can barely afford, if he can't afford, to send his kid to college that you're going to somehow be taxed so that you pay to send an illegal to college.
Yeah, I know.
You're struggling to pay your own health care bills, and they're saying, well, we're going to tax you to pay for illegals' health care. Now, when you do that, you are a screwed-up nation. You are no longer a nation at all. Your people mean nothing to you, and any one of you that supports that kind of stuff should never hold office. And I got a question I put on the Internet. I think you might have seen it about – if this whole impeachment farce is exposed, should there be charges of treason against Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and their minions?
I don't know if that would work, but I mean, even if you, I don't think the idea of arresting
How about conspiring to commit treason?
Well,
because that's what they were doing.
I think it's sedition, but I don't think that since we do have a supposedly kind of sorta representative republic that we want people, you know, marching in and sending the army in to arrest them.
You know, in the military, we wouldn't call that sedition. We'd say that SOB is a traitor, and we'd probably shoot him right there. But, you know,
well,
I just don't get this PC crap. I don't care if you were plotting an illegal takedown of the president of the United States. That is treason because you are working against the people of the United States that elected Donald Trump. And
you know
if
what?
You want to notice that? You want to notice something? I posted a map. It shows areas where they have voter ID laws.
I saw that.
It shows areas they don't. And if you notice, it's corresponds pretty damn close to exactly the districts the Democrats won.
Right. What Ben was saying, he's the only way, because of these people in the House and what Chuck Schumer bastards and the Senate are trying to do, the only way to stop this nonsense from ever happening again is the day that they elect another Democrat president, immediately the House, if it's carried by the Republicans, start impeaching the bastard. It doesn't matter to stop it because that's the only way that's going to stop. That is the only way this crap's going to cease.
I believe Ted Cruz was right. As soon as they elect him, impeach him.
Exactly. That's
but,
exactly
you know,
right.
You know, I really don't see how I want to hear these Democrats explain to me why Trump does not have executive privilege when they let Obama have executive privilege.
So
in
did
the
your...
Eric Holder case. Remember with Eric Holder?
Yes.
With Eric
yes.
Holder. Yeah, Obama used executive privilege to block
yep.
the investigation into Fast and Furious and all that. So, you know, here we are again, another hypocritical action by the Democrats. They're also forgetting, you know, like executive privilege has been used by quite a few presidents.
Including George Washington.
It's the biggest bald-faced lie there ever was.
Yep,
and
that's right.
It kills me because we have a population of people that'll take them for their word. They won't research it. They won't check into it. And you can't expect Facebook or somebody to fact check it because they only fact check conservative things. They don't fact check liberal things. Have you ever noticed that?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know,
yeah.
when we go back to the onset, and I posted a lot of this today on Facebook, the fact that we have the most ridiculous indoctrination system, which is supposed, you know, like Rush calls it high school, because it screws with the poor skulls of Philip with Mush's little brains. And when you know, my question would be to anybody, whether it's yourself or me or someone younger, when was the last time in a junior high or a high school that where kids could actually absorb and understand and comprehend, were you taught about the Federalist Papers or the origins of John Locke and the separation of powers and the Iroquois Indians explaining to the founders about separation of powers? When was that? I don't remember any of that being taught to me. I'll tell you that, Bill, and I'm no spring chicken, so there you have it.
I'm not either, Linda, but I got to tell you, I had a history teacher. He was also a football coach named Larry Johnson. And he loved history. This man just loved it.
Awesome.
And I actually, at a young age, I knew about the Iroquois thing from reading a book called Renault. It was about an Iroquois chief, but it talked about the League of Iroquois Nations and how that helped us learn to form a Congress and stuff, you know?
Yeah, bicameral.
Yeah, well, see, we got the Senate from the Romans and the Congress from the Iroquois.
There's so much to learn. I read the book that I read, this is about 2 years ago, and one of my favorite senators, because he is a constitutionalist, and that would be Mike Lee, he wrote this book, and it's called Written Out of History. I mean, there's just pearls of wisdom in there. Won't quit. Talks about anti-federalists, talks about the Bill of Rights. It's amazing, Bill.
I'll tell
amazing.
You anything by Newt Gingrich. Anything by Newt Gingrich. He is the most astound history person I could think of.
Yeah, he is. He loves history.
He is just Yes. And, you know, I loved history growing up. It was great to read about things because I kind of fantasized about being in the West through the frontier days
right.
and stuff. I've always said I was born 150 years too late. I should have been loose in the mountains and not in mankind and society.
Yeah.
But here I am.
I know. But, you know, I mean, I got into it in 2009. I bought my first handgun, and then from there I acquired others. But, and then I started reading, and I was reading because I know Glenn Beck inspired me. I got The Real George Washington, The 5,000-Year Leap. I got them all. I got stuff by David Barton. I got I got Mark Levin's Liberty and Tyranny, which over the course of 10 years I've read three times. I have all of Mark's books. I'm halfway through Men in Black, which is about the Supreme Court and their dumbass decisions over the years. And it's fascinating. And the more I would read, the more I wanted to know. And it's true. It's like you get a taste of it. It's like, oh my gosh, there's more. And I will not live long enough to get what I probably would like to have as much crammed into my poor little brain as I can get. Because it takes time to get this, you know. And when you have a later start, it takes it's darn near impossible, but you do what you can. And I'm telling you, knowledge is powerful, and especially if it's used towards what Aristotle would call the common good. So, I mean, as opposed to Marx's common crap, because that's not good. Anyway, so that's just kind of where I'm sitting. And I do believe that Trump's going to be reelected, and I think it's going to be a landslide. I really believe that these guys have no idea what's coming their way.
I believe we're going to see the biggest landslide in the history of the country.
And you know
and,
what? They have no clue, buddy. They don't even know what's coming. I have no idea how big this is going to be.
They're going to be crying rivers. It is spreading through the churches, and it didn't do it like this, but it's doing it. Chad can attest to this now that
cool.
It's your Christian duty. It's your Christian duty to vote. To vote.
Oh, yeah.
And to vote for someone who supports God. And I'm sorry, Democrats, but you ain't got anybody that does that.
No, because they worship the adversary. That's pretty damn clear. You know, I said today about whoever it was. I think you put the like on it where I said, was it Piglosi? Yeah. I said, well, it doesn't take Einstein-style IQ to figure out that all these people worship Satan, you know, who they bow down to.
It doesn't. You know, that's just like, there's a group in the Catholic Church that wants to throw the Pope out, and I stand with him because this guy has said some pretty idiotic things, and if he believes the idiotic things he says, he has no place being in that position. One, Mr. Pope and everybody out there, you wouldn't even know who Mary was if she hadn't had Jesus.
Exactly. Yeah, the whole thing is, I get it. I mean, I understand, you know, we're up against it, Bill, and we always have been. Because, you know, when
it really may seem like we're up against it, but the truth is we should be lifting our hands up and shouting to the skies because we're on the right side. We are on the winning side. You know, I know about the atheists and all their beliefs. I had a guy one time, let's just say this, the leader of our pack told me to teach him, and before it was over, he was hollering, screaming how much he wanted to need a God. And the point was made, you know.
But
the thing is, it's freedom of religion in this country, not freedom from religion. And I'm sick and tired of people trying to stop people from having a religion. And
see, that's the point, because they don't read anything. Understand it if they did. That's the problem. There's such craziness, and what you have to explain to these people is, under our system, you can be a Quaker, you can be an agnostic, you can be an outright atheist, you could go in your bedroom and put a pentagram on your floor and worship Satan. Nobody gives a crap as long as you're not forcing it on anybody else. And every single one of us, whether you're Christian, Catholic, Pentecostal, whatever, You are protected under that First Amendment, and you're protected under that entire Constitution. So that's the beauty of it.
Well, we are supposed to be, but we're seeing that degenerated. We're seeing a tiny percentage of the population manifest itself like they're a huge number when they're not.
Because the media is lying.
And they come in and they infiltrate our schools, and they're trying to pervert our children or expose our children to immorality. And I find that disgusting. And I think the people that do that, the people who sponsor this, are the ones who should be locked away. Because, whatever, keep it in your house, keep it in your closet, whatever. But you don't need to be coming out here and throwing this stuff in my children's and grandchildren's faces. You will rile me up.
That whole system, Bill, of our education crap, this public school system, is broken. It is dilapidated. It needs to be overhauled, if not outright abolished and start over. I can't stand it.
Whatever a child grows up to be should not be something that is forced upon them.
Yeah, like communism. I mean, let's get real. And this is a battle for the soul of America. This is a battle between good and evil. And you and I recognize that because we understand the scripture. We read the stuff. I didn't read mine today, but I'll get to it later.
I read it. I pray constantly. I pray before I go to bed. And I'll tell you something.
Yep.
Rarely ever have I prayed for myself. I pray for my God. I pray for my country. I pray for my family
Other
and friends.
People.
And I pray that the world would open its eyes and be things. And you
Amen.
Know what? If I sat here and I had all the numbers with me, I could amaze you with something. Because when you look around the world, you're seeing Buddhists turn to Jesus. You're seeing Muslims turn to Jesus. You're seeing Hindus turn to Jesus. And it's happening all over the world in large numbers. Folks, we're not waiting on the end times. We're in them.
We're in them. Oh, yeah. I've heard this from people on the telephone. My brother's an evangelical kind of person. And he says, what we got to do is we got to say, you know, Lord, your will be done because we've screwed up enough. So,
the language coming out of the Pope's mouth is fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
There are many churches out here, and this was an extensive argument Chad and I had several years ago about, because I said, many of the churches are, I said, the churches will fail the people. And he was really upset that I said that stuff. But it isn't all churches, no. But it is many of the churches are turning and failing the people. When you start okaying what God called a sin, when you
start trying
to change what the Bible says, well, if you're going to try changing the Bible, adding to it or taking away from it, you need to read the last page of it and know what you're doing.
And the other thing that I always profess is they always say that the Pope is the head of the church. And I say, oh, no, Jesus Christ is the head of the church.
Jesus Christ is the head of the church.
You betcha. That's it. I got about a minute left, so we can play a little music, and we'll try to do.
I just want to say God bless everybody and keep your smiles on, because believe me, we're winning. Like Trump said, I'm not even beginning to get tired of winning yet, but we're going to keep winning.
Yeah, go check out that freebie on Levin TV, guys. See if you can find it. Just Google LevinTV.com or whatever you can find. It'll come up.
I just got my Trump package today with 5 flags, 2 gold coins, 2 gold $100 bills. I'm saying I'm going to light this hillside up this spring. There's going to be Trump flags everywhere.
Awesome. Okay, kids, I love you guys. I got 60 seconds. We're going to close it out with Living in America.
God bless.
Be blessed. See you next week. All right, guys. Have a great one. See you next week. Night, night.